we're not going to go to work.
Yeah.
So they first at 12, they said, well, I'm going to get the door to that went out. Here, there, whatever it is. But later on, of course, I found it fine.
Now, did you experience any change in your health due to the climate or the food changes when you came to Pittsburgh?
The climate, I don't know, but the food, I was hungry like the people. I ate an awful lot. Of course, I was just growing up sometimes for 30 years.
Do you remember where you went for medical care here in Pittsburgh?
Not at that time, I didn't need anything. But to,
family had a doctor?
No family. Well, my
mother. Organizations that you yourself belong to here.
Well, I joined the South Korean Workers Circle, and I'm always staying in the much older, but that doesn't matter. I wanted to be older.
Did you belong to any Zionist?
You told me the
words. Did you belong to any Zionist group? Or when you were married, did you belong to any synagogue?
No, we didn't. Except for we sent our boys to. And our older boy went to the show and shoe because we needed to.
Right. Did you belong to any organizations to give that were set up to give charity, or did any of them have pushkies in your house, or did you contribute to charity?
There was always giving out. There was always through the
Do you remember the name?
Through the Workman's Circle, we gave them off a lot. Through them, everything was taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you go when you were first married, for a good time? With your husband or wife, or with friends, throughout the sex. What kind of social activities do you remember?
Well, again, they always followed up with the
group. Mostly with the group.
Yes.
No picnics or?
Oh, picnics. I have all picnics.
Is that with the group?
No,
with the
picnics.
Usually with that same group.
Training for outdoors, for country, for greens, for green meadows.
Was that usually with that same group?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was so deep in that, any opportunity on Sunday and any of the holidays, when Bob was proud came to Riverview Park, it was March, and seen the go on singing opera pieces and the overtures of opera. You were going on singing. It was just something that we believed in the outdoors.
Did you participate in any sports activities or attend any sports activities?
I did. My husband did.
What did he like to go to?
Well, I had to use my sister there too. The same as I mentioned before, Columbia Council. They organized a group of these boys to learn basketball, which was very nice.
And where did that Columbia Council meet?
They
had a building in their own, the Columbia Council?
It was on Center Avenue, yes.
We took that. Now, had you ever heard of the YMCA?
Well, if I tell it to you, the YMCA came when I was an old lady already.
No, not the Christian YMCA. You hadn't heard about that when you were in Esther. And were there any other non-Jewish agencies that helped you? The Columbia Council was specifically for the Jewish immigrants.
The German Jews.
Now, you mentioned a few of the local meeting places, the Workman Circle, the Zion Hall, and the Columbia Council. Any other places you remember where there were?
meetings were called a lot, but there was a, comes to my mind a lot of the halls of the circle lane of Chief Avenue, then they even had a hall street where they had a light on there, a Jewish light on there. All the young people to come in and speak and read and discuss everything like that. The Turner Hall was one of them was called.
Oh.
Turner Hall, and another one that I recall.
Was Turner the one that had the Yiddish library in it?
Well, I'm
think
not sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, now, where did you mostly meet people during those first 5 years? At homes of friends or at work?
Well, no, no. You talk to Columbia and talk to who?
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people in those early years?
Only in the shop. Yes, we had a lot of Jews. There were two houses close to each other,
mm-hmm.
and then a colored couple lived there. And if I recall, she was a mailman, and she was a housewife, but she was so good. She would tuck my mother how to wash clothes and how to hang up clothes. You know, the clothes pink. And of course, we couldn't understand each other's language, but it was good and a beautiful relationship.
Did any of the early friends, the Jewish or the non-Jewish, remain friends all during your life?
But the
people you were in the working circle with? Even the Jewish ones, the friends that you made in those early years, did they remain your friends all during your life?
But a lot of them left Pittsburgh, and not a lot of them. Remarkably how so many people in Jersey, they were intelligent people, and they found New York, they feel more there, and of course they became older and stuff like that. And established themselves.
Did you celebrate the Seder?
You should know Mitchell Kaufman.
Did you celebrate Seder together with your whole family, like your brothers and their family?
Got together
for those things. Now, during these first
years, I understand that when we all get together, it's a chore for her. We can't speak of her. Now, when I go back and I think we deserve such a chore.
During those first 5 years, did you maintain contact with people in Europe? You said your younger brother, one brother was there for the next 6 months, but after that, did you keep writing to any other relatives?
Yes, I even have cards that they sent to me. And the answers when I wrote to them, and from 1907 when I came in Texas, so about 19.
Those were relatives and friends or friends?
No, those were friends. Hello. Yeah. So, in the cards in the address letter, your pile of shit, and that you see that's the way to close it.
Now, are you an American citizen now?
Oh, yes.
And how did you get your citizenship?
Well, I became a citizen for my husband.
Do you remember when that was?
Do
you remember when you first voted?
Well, when I first voted must have been 1937 because Debs was running. And I had the nerve to come in to register in the first place.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, what party did you belong to?
Who would have the nerve now?
Were you active in the political party?
No, I was active in my home. At the same time, I was married already, and then my children were first. And I think this is the reason that to register for voting the first day.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you first meet your husband? When did you first meet your husband, or where did you meet him? Figure out how old you were then, and the marriage date you told me was 1912. And how old was he at the time you got married? And if you had stayed in Europe, do you think your marriage would have been prearranged in Europe?
No, not at that time.
Now, was your husband from the same part of Europe as you were?
He's from Poland. He's from Poland.
Did you or any of your friends or anyone in your family at that time marry non-Jews?
No, not that I know. Well, there was one, I married a girl. She married a non-Jew.
Do you remember what your feeling was at that time?
It was odd, but
many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. Were there any problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
Well, not the kind that we know of now. It's just when the man was, of course, he did. We have the trouble and concern all the time, making a living.
Now, who made the important decisions in your home? Your husband?
Yes, I think so.
Now, was this the same as in your home that you grew up? Did your father make the decisions in your home?
No, it was a very mutual, but my mother was a very, she was a wise person, and he wouldn't do anything to make it and he was loving.
Now, what kind of, you started to tell me what kind of schooling your children received. Your sons went to Beth Sholem for Hebrew school?
Beth Sholem for Hebrew, and they are the reason we sent them there was because we wanted to go to our Hebrew. We knew that we very well. We spoke Hebrew beautifully. People who thought that we came over. But we saw that our children.
Now, where did he go to high school or grade school? Where did he live at the time?
He was the first one to initiate St. Lauderdale. And then went to the university.
Where did he go to
go to where she lived at the time, called up and said to St. Lawrence, he was the first one in Leashing, St. Lawrence. And then she stayed in the university. And she found that she was
What was your husband, huh? How many boys do you have?
I'm talking about the older one.
And the younger one?
They were third and three, and the younger one. Well, by the way, once there, he majored in English.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? Thank you.
Hello.